Hey, hey, welcome to the Play Bigger podcast. I'm your host, Dania Douglas-Hunt, and I'm a former Olympic therapist and strength coach turned the go-to mindset expert to high-achieving entrepreneurs. And I'm obsessed with helping ambitious entrepreneurs just like you play bigger in your business and life and truly living life on your terms. Now, after working with hundreds of Olympic athletes and multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs, I know one thing for sure. The one thing that's going to get in our way is ourselves. So this podcast will be a mix of combining years of experience with mindset, neuroscience, high performance techniques, spirituality, you name it, we got it. All to help you make more money, create more impact, and feel more fulfilled, getting your time back doing what you love. Sometimes it just takes one shift, one question, one idea to completely change your life. So let's overcome the mind drama, regulate your nervous system, and create real lasting change in your life. I'll be bringing on guest experts, doing some solo episodes, having real talk conversations. So you know, on this entrepreneur journey, you're not alone. If you're ready, let's dive in.
Hey, baby girl. You know, if you're in my world, one of my girlfriends, that's a phrase I often use. In this podcast, we're all friends. We're all here to help each other evolve, to grow. And I'm sitting here just looking out over the view of the new place I moved into. And it dawned on me to want to share a perspective shift with you. A perspective shift that's going to help you gain clarity, gain contrast, to understand and identify where our intention and energy is currently at. We all know life is about perspectives. It's never actually to do with the 3D circumstances in front of us. That's just the old manifestation that's come through. Whatever we have in life right now is just from old ways of thinking, old ways of being, old programs and paradigms in our mind that have been there from limiting beliefs we've got passed down to from generations, societal structures, moralistic thinking, all of that. And so this exercise, these questions are just here to prompt you to get you into a space of truly who you actually are, which is abundance. And limitless. And the question starts with, what would life look like and feel like for you if you were coming from a place of overflow? Now, despite where you're at right now and how we're feeling, what our 3D circumstances look like, can we tap into the quantum? Can we tap into the energy of this version of you? Where things feel easy and peaceful, where there's overflow, where all of your needs are truly taken care of, where there's no stress or worry or pressure or anxiety, there's no heaviness, and we're simply operating in the energy of creating just to create, just because we want to, just because we can. Versus needing to or have to. Reminding you that, my friend, you are the powerful co-creator of your life. And oftentimes when we're caught up in projects, even projects we love, or a to-do list or busy schedules, we sometimes can forget that who's actually at the helm of the ship. We've probably heard the quote before, but it's the quote of, you're the author of your life. You're the creator of your life. You're also the director, the writer, the actor and sub-actors. And especially in times when we are, our 3D is showing us the complete opposite of overflow, unknown, uncertainty. Maybe things are going the opposite of where we're progressing and where we're wanting. It's in these times that it's most valuable for us to tap into the energy of it already being done, denying the 3D senses. Not gaslighting, so we're not talking about that. But when we just rely on our 3D senses or our results to dictate how we feel and where the next thing is that we're working on or going to, we're only utilizing a small percentage of who we actually are. Now, quantum physics shows us that all timelines exist right now. And that can be a bit of a mind fuck, I'm not gonna lie. Like when I first heard that, I was, what? So let me anchor this in a quick reminder for you. of, you know, when you're watching a show on Netflix or a TV channel or a movie in the theater, or you're tuned into listening to a song on the radio. Now, as you're placing your conscious attention and you're tuned into that frequency, that vibration to listen to that song coming through, and you remember the old radios, some of us still have them, where you had static and you had to keep dialing the knob until you get to like, oh, crystal clear, and you hear the song. So as you're tuning into that vibration frequency, as you're placing your conscious attention right here on that channel, that radio station, you're then picking up the vibrations tuned into that station. Let's say it's 103.5. When you're listening and your conscious attention is on that channel, does that mean every other radio station out there that's playing music is no longer playing? No. Everything's playing at the same time. However, it's what you're tuned into, where you're placing your conscious, consistent attention, what frequency you're tuned into based on the vibration of who you're being right now, how you're feeling, your state. And so when we think of quantum physics, now every timeline exists, we can bring that down and quantify it into, just imagine it's a radio station you're tuned into. So the question I ask you is, what radio station are you currently tuned into right now? If you're like most of society, it's on lack. It's in fear. It's on lies that aren't true. It's on restriction. It's in a fixed mindset. It's in complaining and scarcity. But that's just one radio station. There's all these other different radio stations also playing right now. And it's up to you to direct your attention, to tune that dial, to shift your state, to release and heal any past experiences, any past traumas, to reprogram the subconscious mind from all the generational patterns that were passed down to you, to regulate your nervous system. The fact that you're listening to this podcast is like, how lucky are you? You're already aware of all of this. This isn't new news to you. But even myself included, I get the reminder too of, where am I placing my attention? So I'm sitting here drinking tea, and I just want you to tap into this feeling of truly being in this state of overflow. What would it feel like for you to right now have all of your needs abundantly met? How would it feel for you to really truly anchor in and know that everything always works out for you? Maybe not how you want, but oftentimes actually in the best way possible. We think we know what we want, but really, creator and universe knows what's even better for us, what's even more aligned for our highest timeline. I have done some projects in the city I'm in that I never even thought of. It wasn't even an idea on my radar. And I'm so glad I worked on and did, one of them being a runway fashion show. Old me would be like, what are you doing, girl? I had so much fun. I met so many amazing people. But if I stuck to my old constructs of who I was and what I thought I could or couldn't do, and I would never have opened myself up to experience different things. So where can we release the attachment of having to know every single move that's about to be made? Where can we lean into uncertainty and become certain with ourselves of dealing with uncertainty? So only constant in life is change. And life is all about how you look at it, the radio station you're dialed into. Can you get yourself to a place of truly embodying and feeling the groundedness and knowing who you actually are? An abundant, limitless being here to create, here to experience, not to just work your ass off, feel pressure and stress, check a bunch of check boxes, to-do lists, goals and goals and goals, not feeling fulfilled. Can you tap into the ease, the fun, the overflow? And for some of us, I can already hear like, but Danny, I don't understand. I do. I've been in lots of different situations, and I've coached hundreds, if not thousands of clients, actually more than thousands of clients through this, in all different circumstances where they had all the odds stacked against them and they had every right to be pissed off and in victim mindset and choose the easy way out, which is complaining and just staying stuck. But that does nothing for you. So can we tap into knowing quantum physics? What would it be like to feel that way where everything's taken care of? And if you truly look back, even in your hardest times, you were taken care of. There was help there. There was resources there. There was abundance there. There was protection there. So how can we anchor into evidence of it already being done, already experiencing it? You know, tap into your mind, trick your subconscious mind. It doesn't know the difference between what's real or not real. This is your superpower. You get to access the feelings of it already being done now. You get to tune into the radio station of it already being done now. And guess what? The more you do this, the more you embody it, the more you feel it, change your state to it, your thoughts change, your actions change, your results change. Your superpower is being able to feel it now. It's being it now, not waiting to have it before you be it, because it never happens. Ask everyone, even those who want to achieve something big, and they do, they don't feel any different because they're doing it for the wrong reasons, the wrong intentions. They think that thing outside is going to fill them up. That thing outside is going to make them happy and fulfilled, when it's not, friend. And some of us have to learn that lesson the hard way, and they're like, yeah, it's easier when you have millions of dollars. Yeah, but I know lots of people who are very successful, very wealthy, and unhappy and fulfilled. You also know people who have barely anything and are very happy and fulfilled. It's perspective. It's asking the intentions behind what we're doing. So how different would your life be right now if you could truly sit in the feeling of it already being done? Overflow. Ease. Fun. Abundant. Having the inner knowing of peace, feeling safe now, creating just to create for fun because you want to. How different would life look like for you? What would you be focusing on? Would you be doing the thing you're currently doing? Or is there some pull at your heart to tap into a different field or different way of doing something that is pulling at you, but you keep ignoring and denying? Would you be working with who you're working with on the projects, the clients, the way you're doing it? Would you be living where you're living? Would you be treating your body and your health how you'd be treating it? Your relationships? All of that. And if there's any contrast or clarity coming up for you, beautiful. How can I now embody the energy of it and take one action in that direction of embodying it now? Is it setting a boundary or stopping doing something you know is not serving your highest timeline? Is it starting doing something that you know is within your heart, but you're just denying? Is it creating space in your schedule because you know that the version of you who's abundant and overflowing has a different type of morning or takes a walk in the afternoon or has more play, more rest, and enjoys it? What is that for you? Only you know. Spend some time just tapping this energy of overflow, of ease, of abundance, and just see if there's any difference in what we're focusing on, what we're doing. And if there is, great. The awareness gives us the ability to do something about it. And the question is, my friend, what will you do about it?
Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with me today. I don't take that lightly, and it means the world to me. If you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. It's simple, takes no time at all, but it helps us reach more people. Or two, you can share this with a friend. Did you have a perspective shift, an idea, an aha, a reminder, some motivation that you think someone else also could use? If you share this with a friend, we embody this rising tide lifts all boats, where if you share it and we change, we help other people too. And three, tag us on social media. You can tag us at Dania Douglas Hunt on Instagram. We would love to know your wins, your ahas, your takeaways, and just to hear who's tuning in and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a DM. Otherwise, team, make it a great day. Go after your dreams, live life on your terms, and play bigger. Bye for now.